Steve Gruber, destroying liberal myths with reckless abandon.
Easter Sunday explosions in Sri Lanka. The latest death toll, 290. 500 injured now. The death toll continues to rise. Yeah, 290 now have known to have died in the coordinated attack on churches by Islamic terrorists. Might as well just tell it what it is. You know, most of these reports don't include that until several paragraphs down. It was an attack by Islamists on Christians on Easter Sunday, the holiest day of the year. Can you imagine if the same were reversed? If Christians were attacking Muslims on any holy day at all, what the headlines would be, and the tolerance and the Islamophobia and the headlines would be entirely different, wouldn't they? The tweets from Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, so they were talking about the Easter worshipers. They didn't even mention the word Christian. Is the word Christian now not something we're allowed to say? I mean, come on. Police there have arrested 24 people in connection with the suicide bombs. The bloodiest, deadliest day, and that's in that nation, that South Asian island, since the civil war there ended 10 years ago. Authorities facing accusations they had failed to act on a warning received 10 days previous from an Islamist group preparing an attack. A ninth improvised explosive device diffused near the capital's international airport Sunday night, according to an Air Force spokesman there. Many of the dead and injured were Sri Lankan. Of the foreign nationals who died, five were British. Two held U.S.-UK dual citizenship, as well as three Indians, two Australians, two Chinese cousins, a person from the Netherlands, two Turkish citizens, and one from Portugal. There's also a man from Denver missing. A man from Denver there on business missing. And Sri Lanka shut down all social media. All of that was shut down to clamp down on the possibility of spreading false news, fake news, they said. So they shut down a lot of the social media and internet connections were pulled so nobody could spread false rumors and perpetuate ideas and create narratives that just weren't so. We'll keep an eye on that. But another horrible attack. Hundreds dead, hundreds more injured. We'll keep an eye on this story as it develops, of course, throughout the rest of the day. We still got Mike there? All right. We're going to go to the Common Sense Hotline real quickly on the collusion in the Mueller report. Mike checking in from Boyne City today on the Common Sense Hotline. By the way, you can do that yourself, 888-900-9966. Mike, what's on your mind?
Morning, Steve. Hey, listen, you know, we've been talking about this Russian collusion thing for, I don't know, years. And if you think about it, go way back when to when it first started. I don't even remember how it started. But the one question that has never even been asked is why? Why would the Russians want Trump to be president? Why would they help him? I mean, Hillary would have been weak. Hillary would have been their first choice. You know, Trump is a lot of things, but one thing he is a patriot. So the second best thing the Russians could hope for is a weak Trump. And they're getting what they wanted because they're stirring the pot. That's all we talk about. It has weakened him because he can't go after what he really wanted to. He succeeded in a lot of things, but he's not as strong as he could have been because the media, that's all we talk about.
That part's true. Mike, thank you for calling in. It has weakened his presidency. And in large part, that was the goal after he had won the election in 2016. Maybe the insurance policy was to hobble him. They had hoped to drive him from office. That, of course, has failed. Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and others now know that they're not going to pursue impeachment because it's a lost cause. Now, you'll have to explain that to Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib because they intend to pursue impeachment because Nancy can't get control of the children in the House. And so that's going to continue. And that's fine. In fact, I encourage that. I encourage that because it just shows many of us here in forgotten America just how out of touch they really are with you and with me. Because What happens is they spend all of their time and their money and their resources pursuing something that doesn't matter to any of us anymore. We know that it's not there. Thinking Americans on both sides of the aisle know that there was no master spy plan from Donald Trump. Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump didn't scheme together to steal votes to win the election in 2016. That's all bunk. We know it. We knew it the whole time, but now we've got 400 plus pages of really boring reading to get to the point that, yes, it's not there. In fact, the report looks bad for Barack Obama more than just about anyone else. Because the other thing that we learned here that the media, of course, isn't talking about is the fact that Barack Obama, on his watch, the Russians meddled in our democracy while his administration did nothing. The Mueller report flat out states that Russia began interfering in Americans voting in the democracy in 2014, a year before Donald Trump even got into the race. The effort blossomed into a robust attempt to interfere in the election. Barack Obama and his administration knew this was going on and did nothing. In 2016, Susan Rice, the national security advisor, told her staff to, quote, stand down and knock it off as they drew up plans to strike back against the Russians. That, according to an account from Michael Isakoff and David Korn in their book, Russian Roulette, The Inside Story of Putin's War on America. Why did Obama go soft on Russia? That's an important question that nobody's asking. Obama looks just plain bad in all of this. He knew. His administration knew. They did nothing. They stood to the side and did nothing. That ought to concern you more than just about everything else you've heard thus far. Of course, they're not blathering on about this on CNN and NBC and ABC, as they should be, pointing the finger at an administration that was negligent in its duty. All right, just getting warmed up on a Monday. It's the Steve Gerber Show. William Wagner on the way. Sit tight.